Hey, thanks for downloading my podcast. If you want to know more about me, go to my website, markkelly.info. God bless you and enjoy what's coming up. After digging deep into my iPhone's notes app, discovering and deleting several Nando order lists and useful noted web links in the process, I found a list I'd made a while ago when I'd been thinking about what it takes to affect someone for Christ. I thought it was a little unusual that I'd used the word affect until I delved into the actual definition of the word. So as a noun, a change that is a result or consequence of an action or other cause, a verb, cause something to happen, bring about. And some synonyms are, as a noun, result, outcome, consequence, influence, impression. As a verb, execute, perform, carry out, accomplish, and achieve. So, if you're looking to, by God's grace, help bring about an amazing change in a friend, or hoping to influence and leave a good impression with a work colleague, or see the outcome of what being saved will actually mean in a loved one's life, then I hope that this list will go some way to help in these endeavours. So number one, pray for them. Do it now. Write their name down and look at it regularly. See the person behind the name in your mind. Pray for them on the way to work, in the car, on the bus, when you wake or before you sleep. In other words, keep them in your thoughts as much as possible. Number two, develop a deeper relationship with that person. Spend time with them. Do stuff they want to do, even if you don't like it. Build in a gentle discipleship. Number three, be bold. Don't be in their face, but slip in stories of God's goodness. Become more aware of what God is doing in your life so that you can share these stories and at the same time increase your faith and help this friend connect with real-world examples of faith in action in a way they didn't know were possible. Number four, invite them to church stuff. Coffee mornings, days away, church parties, anything. Number five, invite them to life group, home group, cell group, small group, whatever you want to call them groups. I think this is a great way for them to interact with others in a low pressure with less expectation environment. And finally, number six, invite them to church. Help them realize that they're not disengaging their brain and introduce them to people from every walk of life. Encourage them to become involved in conversation so that they see these people are just ordinary and intelligent human beings like them who also happen to have a passion for Jesus. Explain the thing that unites them is God's love. How do you connect with unbelievers when wanting them to hear the good news of Jesus? What things from this list would you change, add to, or take away? I'd love to hear from you. God bless you in all your efforts to reach those who don't yet have a personal relationship with Jesus. Once again, thanks for listening. I lead a church in Leeds called City Church Leeds. And if you want to know more about Jesus or wish to simply know more about us, then please visit citychurchleeds.net.